Welcome, everyone, to Free Basketball. This is a special recording. This is your host, Ryan Meadows. Just me alone. We've gotten two games so far in the NBA Finals, and I've started to see a lot of weird, not necessarily hot takes. I think people actually believe them, but stuff that I kind of want to address that hasn't really sat right with me so far. So this is going to be quick. I just wanted to address some things. So let's talk about this series so far. So obviously the Suns are up 2-0. They won game one, 118 to 105. Won game two, 118 to 108. And yes, Jrue Holiday and Chris Middleton did not play well. If those two play well, do the Bucks win game two? I think they probably could have. The series could have been 1-1, but here come the people afterwards when Jrue has a poor shooting game and Chris is almost non-existent, saying everything under the sun about these two players who have gotten this team to the finals. Did we forget that Giannis was out game 5 and 6 in the Eastern Conference Finals and those two led this team to the finals? Our finals preview with me and Daniel, where I predicted the Suns would win this series, and Daniel has the Bucks winning this series. But after game two, I'm hearing all of this crazy talk about the Bucks that I'm just not a big fan of. Like, everyone is saying they got lucky to be here. I've heard some people talk about if the Bucks actually traded for Chris Paul instead of Jrue Holiday, then they would for sure have won the finals, and I'm gonna address that a little bit here in a second. But both wins, double digit wins, okay, it's at home for the Suns. That is what the home team is supposed to do. They're supposed to win the first two games of a finals. Are we gonna have the sky falling in like we're talking about the Bucks going down 0-2 after two games in Phoenix? Are we going to have that sky falling in for the Suns if the Bucks take one of these games? It just feels like everyone is pulling so hard for this Phoenix Suns and Chris Paul to win that we are doing it at the expense of the Milwaukee Bucks. The Bucks, there's a lot of problems for the Bucks, right? And you're just watching this series. I've had these thoughts after game one. Like, there is a lot of Bucks role players that really have no chance to contribute in the series or should be playing in the series, but they have to. The Sun role players, they're not any more special, I don't think. Maybe they as a whole a little bit better than the Bucks role players. Yeah, I would say so. But they give them a random scoring pop that the Bucks bench just does not give them. I don't believe in Bryn Forbes. Could he catch lightning a ball like he did in the first round against the Heat? Sure. We haven't seen it since. He's such a problem on defense for the Bucks that he's virtually unplayable. Bobby Portis, like I said in our preview, is situational. Should he be playing the series? Probably not. PJ Tucker, the starter, you know, he was there basically to guard KD. Should he really be playing anymore? Probably not. But this is just where the Bucks are. They have a three-headed monster and a 3.5, I guess, if you consider Brook Lopez that. And to me, it's, if this series is going to be anything at all, it's the three-headed monster continuing to do their thing. And I get it. Jrue Holiday, Chris Middleton have not shot the ball well. But we seem to be throwing a lot of shade at those two when those two could easily turn it around. So I thought Jrue, going specifically to game two, was super aggressive started out of the gate. I mean, he easily could have, most of his shots fall, he easily could have had 12 to 15 points in the first quarter by itself. He was super aggressive. They obviously told him to go get your points and to stay confident. And that's what he did. And that's what I respected about him, is that he kept coming back, kept coming back, kept being aggressive. And I think if this is going to be a series, he's going to have to stay aggressive. He cannot shy away from those shots now. So I thought, besides just looking at field goal attempts, which absolutely everyone does, if you're a casual NBA fan, you look at the box score, you see they shot whatever it was, 4 for 17. I can't even remember what the numbers were. And you are, oh, Jrue Holiday had a bad game. Watch the game. If you recorded it, go back and watch it again. He's picking up Chris Paul three-quarter court. And he's bothering Chris Paul. Chris Paul did not have a great game. But once again, if you look at the box score, Chris Paul has, what, 23 points, 8 assists? Oh, Chris Paul had another great game. Watch the game. Chris Paul was not great. Sure, he got some shots off on Drew that he made. But overall, Drew really affected him on the defensive end. So I thought Drew overall, besides just looking at field goal attempts and some layups that he missed, was great. And I know that's counterpoint to what everyone has been saying on Twitter or you're seeing on national media, how Drew needs to pick it up. But I thought Drew was awesome. That block on Booker, I mean, he rose up and he blocked DeAndre Ayton. He's going to give you everything he's got on defense, and he's a pest. And he caused Chris Paul to turn the ball over early. Multiple times where the Suns didn't get into their offense till about 7 seconds left because Drew Holiday is picking up Chris Paul three-quarter court. So I don't know what you want me to tell you. Obviously, if Drew has those kind of shooting games, if all of those fall, he has one of the better finals performances we've ever seen. Like, if he drops 30 points, has 8 or 9 assists, and has all these defensive stuff, we're talking about it one of the greatest finals performances of all time. And that's facts. But because we look at field goal attempts and the missed shots and his total points, we immediately view him as being the reason why the Bucks suck. And it's just not true, okay? And this whole stuff with him and Chris Middleton, sure, Chris, could he be more aggressive? Sure. But this is kind of the thing that you have to sign up with Giannis. It's Giannis is going to get his, and he's a force of nature, and he absolutely should. He's a two-time MVP. If he can average 40 in this series, should he? Yeah, why not? But does it come at the expense of the rest of the offense sometime for the Bucks? Absolutely it does. But what are their options? If Chris and Drew aren't hitting, does Giannis really expect someone to come in off the bench? Is he really going to trust PJ Tucker, Bryn Forbes, Pat Connaughton, Bobby Portis to come in there and do anything for him? So I know this seems like I'm really defending the Bucks, and I am a little bit because I'm kind of, I'm very annoyed with the sentiment that has come out of these first two games about this Bucks team. The one that annoys me the most is I've heard people saying, you know, I said earlier about CP3 being on the Bucks instead of Drew. He takes them to the finals. They win a finals with CP3. How? What are we talking about? How can you even remotely say that? One, Chris Paul is a bristly old player. You think he's going to have the same kind of veteran effect walking into that Bucks locker room? DeAndre Ayton has told multiple reporters the stories of Chris Paul berating him, getting onto him, staying on him. You think Brook Lopez is going to take that? Brook Lopez is going to tell Chris Paul to go kick rocks. You think Chris Middleton's going to take that? He's going to tell him to go kick rocks. So this idea that Chris Paul on the Bucks immediately gives them a finals berth. Hello, the Bucks are currently in the finals. And if you want to talk about injury luck with the Bucks, then talk about the injury luck with the Suns. Very comparable, if not more so, for the Suns. And that's for someone who said Suns in 6. So all this narrative about Drew and Chris Paul and all this kind of crap, I'm done with it. I'm tired of it. It doesn't make sense. What happens if Chris Paul goes out for that shoulder, you know, in the first or second round, and it's just Giannis and Chris Middleton against that Nets team, as depleted as it was? You still think they're advancing? I don't. So can we dispel with all of this? It's a great hypothetical. Can you compare players and say that Chris Paul's better? Probably. I think that's fair, if you want to compare that. But you cannot compare situation with situation like they're the same. Chris Paul went to the most ideal situation with Chris Paul, and that was a young, up-and-coming team with a young, budding superstar and a center that needed to get his head on straight, surrounded by young, fit pieces and Jay Crowder. That was the perfect situation. Does Chris Paul recreate this situation with the Bucks? Absolutely not. So let's dispel with all this talk about they could have had CP3. They would have been in the finals. They would have won the finals. One, they're in the finals. Two, this is only two games into the finals. The Bucks can still win this. All right. So the other stuff I want to do, besides that idiocy talking about that, I looked up some stats because I couldn't help myself. I was curious because, you know, noted Bucks fans that I have in my life have always said they haven't been good in game one, game two. So I wanted to look at this for Chris and Drew. What were their performances in game ones and twos versus the rest of the series? Okay, so I found some pretty interesting things here. So I actually left out the Heat sweep because the Heat just weren't competitive at all. And even if you add the Heat, this actually boosts some of their numbers. So I left the Heat off just to, you know, let's talk about real playoff series here. So this, starting with the Nets. Games 1 and 2 for Chris Middleton, averaging 16.7 points per game on 35% shooting. Drew Holiday, 18.7 points per game, 46% shooting game 1 and 2. Games 3 through 7 for Chris Middleton, 28 points per game, 47% shooting. Drew Holiday, 17 points per game, 36% shooting. So you're saying, okay, telling me those numbers. Drew is really good in games 1 and 2, and Chris Middleton is bad for games 1 and 2, but is awesome for the rest of series. And that's absolutely true. So here's where I kind of think game 3 is going to go. A little bit of a prediction here. Now, in our preview, I said that the Suns were going to win the first three games of the series. All of that was predicated on the fact that Giannis was going to be out. And Giannis surprised and shocked me when he came back 7 days later or whatever it was and played in game 1 and game 2. Did not expect him to see the floor at all. Definitely did not see him giving the 42-point or whatever it was performance he had in game 2. Just did not see that happening. So it really throws off my prediction. But Drew is going to get going here. I believe in Drew Holiday. Been a fan for a long time. Don't think he's one of these top, you know, 15, 25 guys. But he is a solid player, great defensive player, and he's aggressive and going to get it going. So now, here's where the prediction part comes into it. Drew, who's typically all playoffs been great in game 1 and 2, has been bad in game 1 and 2 of the Suns. Chris Middleton, who's been bad game 1 and 2 all playoffs, was bad in games 1 and 2 for the Suns. So, if the Suns are going to pull this off, I think you're going to get great Drew and great Chris games the rest of the series. Am I flipping my pick for the NBA champion? I'm not doing that because I think the Suns just have more around their top three guys than what the Bucks have. Like Mikal Bridges going off for 27 points. DeAndre Ayton, monster game in game one. Crowder could go off for 7 or 8 threes in a game. I mean, we haven't had a big Cam Johnson game. He started off strong game two. We haven't had the irrational confidence campaign game. They have 4 or 5 guys that can just have these irrational confidence games. The Bucks do not have that luxury. Pat Connaughton scoring 13 or 14 points off the bench for them in game two is that pop of scoring that no one else can provide. Do I really believe Bobby Portis is going to come in one of these games and score 20 points? Absolutely not. Do I think Brim Forbes is going to have one of those games where he pops off for 8 threes? I do not. So this is the three-headed monster. I think the Bucks actually found something in game two, and it's absolutely murder and try to dominate the paint. The Suns were luckily bailed out by threes. If they don't hit 8 threes in the first quarter, I mean, they may have scored 12 points in the first quarter and the Bucks are up 26-12 or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. So threes saved the Suns in game two. Are they going to shoot that same kind of thing in Bucks Arena game three? I don't think so. Are we going to get a regression to the mean here for Chris Middleton from what he's done all playoffs? I think so. I would expect a 30-point performance from Chris, and I think Drew is going to get to 22-25, and Giannis is going to do his thing. And I don't think it's going to be a runaway, because I think Chris Paul, if he can figure out Drew and getting through those screens and actually getting a shot off, Devin Booker still went for 31, even though he started slow. I think those two guys are going to get it going a little bit. Brooks kind of figured out the drop defense to stop Ayton in game two. The Suns are going to have to rely on threes again. Are we going to have the campaign game now? That's what I don't know. So I expect the Bucks now to win game three. And I think it could be a similar margin to what the Suns have won game one and game two in. I think it could be an 8 to 12 point margin. So I don't think this series is far from over. Now, it could be proven wrong and they're just out of gas, or Giannis could re-injure that knee again. But I don't think the rest of this series is going to be because Jrue Holiday and Chris Middleton played poorly. I think they're going to come on. I think it's going to be a competitive series like we saw in the regular season. And we could get some really, really exciting games and get a Game 7 in the NBA Finals. So I just wanted to come on here real quick and just do that little rant, really. So apologize if you weren't expecting that for your Sunday. But we get Game 3 tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern. Let's hope it's a great game. Prediction again. I think the Bucks play well at home after Game 2 away. And I would expect a huge Chris Middleton bounce back game. And I expect the Bucks to win. I really do. I expect this series to be tied 2-2 heading back to Phoenix now. And that's all because Giannis coming back. And I did not expect him back till Game 3 or Game 4. So we will be back soon with Free Basketball. We are working on our mock drafts now. I know we're talking NBA Finals here, but the draft is a couple weeks away, everybody. You know, it's one of my favorite things. It's like second Christmas for me. So be tuning into that. Me and Daniel will be having our mock drafts coming up. Daniel will be having some Grizzly things coming out as well. And we'll have some more announcements, I'm sure. So everybody enjoy the rest of your Sunday and enjoy Game 3 of the NBA Finals.